Welcome to What's Poppin', a podcast where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and dig deeper into the message from the previous Sunday. This week, my guest is Stephanie Carolus. Stephanie, thanks for coming on the show this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So, Stephanie, you are the newest member of the staff here at Prince of Peace.
I am.
And I was wondering where you have lived besides Fremont.
That's a long and complicated answer, I guess. Should we start forwards or backwards?
How do you feel more comfortable?
Good either way.
Let's go forwards.
All right. So I actually started life in Florida, down in South Florida. Lived there for a couple years.
Okay.
And then my dad took a call up to North Central Wisconsin.
So your dad's a pastor?
He is. Okay. Yes. And we lived in Wausau for a few years. Wausau, Wisconsin. We moved over to Altoona, which is by Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And then where my parents are currently at was my last 2 years of high school in Anago, Wisconsin.
So your dad's been in northern Wisconsin pretty much your whole life?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. I went to school, college in Chicago, River Forest.
Okay.
And I did a semester in Austin, Concordia, Texas. And I actually, 12 years ago, did a summer camp counseling thing at Mount Cross.
Oh.
So I was here 12 years ago, but in Santa Cruz area.
Okay.
My first call was in Minnesota, about 30 miles east of the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Okay.
Small town, 2,500 people. They have a thing called Potato Days, which was always fun. 20-some thousand people came in, which was great.
What did Potato Days entail? Because I'm picturing like the tomato wars in Italy, but it can't be because potatoes would hurt.
Correct. It was not the same. It was just a big celebration of potatoes because potatoes used to be grown in the Barnesville area. Ah. And lefse making competitions, mashed potato eating competitions, potato digging competitions, you name it, they probably have it.
Does sound kind of fun.
Yes. And then I was down in Florida, up in the North Central area in Gainesville, so right by the University of Florida.
Okay.
And that's where I was prior to coming here.
Okay, and now you're here.
And now I'm here.
And why are you here? What's your role here at Prince of Peace?
I am the director of children's ministry.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. I oversee children's ministry for those who are 4 years through fourth grade, and I work with their parents.
Yeah.
So Vacation Bible School, our Pop Kids, which is kind of like Sunday morning kids or Sunday school. During the school year and summer, I help out with WAM. And then I'm also helping the junior high with handbells.
Yeah, something we just talked about.
It's a
new position for you here, working with handbells. And I heard it going on. It sounded like they were all on time.
For the most part, yeah. Yeah. We'll get there by Christmas. We're practicing O Come, O Come, Emmanuel currently. Can never start Christmas music too
early. Never too soon, right? Yeah. What part of your role at Prince of Peace gives you the most energy?
I would have to say it's the weekly, daily interaction with the kids. And it's the more casual interaction that I really enjoy, whether it's meeting the kids out on the playground here or before or after church or any of the programming is super encouraging and energizing. Or just singing and watching the kids worship God, honestly, too.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Seeing the kids grow in their faith and being around them.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this more kids than you've been around in your age group?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say the most kids I've probably ever been around outside of camp ministry in college.
Exciting stuff,
it
right?
It is.
It's good. Are there any things coming up that you are excited about in your role at Prince of Peace?
I'm excited for Pop Kids this fall, which we started that this summer a little bit, just kind of changing things. And we have this brand new curriculum called Simply Loved and just teaching kids that they're loved by God.
Yeah.
And it's super cool, and I'm excited about that. And I'm looking forward to Vacation Bible School next year, which I know is like
a year away,
but you can never start BBS planning too early.
You cannot start it too soon.
And it's one of my favorite weeks of the entire year, I guess you
could say.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Good. So you were in attendance of the service last Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. At least at the 8:30.
Yes,
yeah.
8:30.
You could see the message or hear the message. And I gotta tell you, I was better in the 11 o'clock, but you got the gist of it in the 8:30. So what two things from that message were interesting to you, you thought were good, or made you think?
Okay. So two things that kind of stuck out to me. The visualization with the chairs was super cool, of how Especially with the Pharisees, God doesn't kick them out. They just get moved to the lowest seat, which is cool because even when we sin, it's like, well, God doesn't toss us out and say, we're done with you or I'm done with you. He still keeps us in and still loves and forgives us even when we mess up.
Yeah. Cool.
Which was cool. Yeah. And then the second thing was the transformation is never done and God's word is living. And so God's word keeps moving and changing in us and helps us transform so that we aren't done changing from our sinful selves.
Yeah. It's the idea that we're never finished.
Right.
Yeah. You never graduate from your faith. You never, you never are done learning or being transformed. And you have to allow the Spirit to do what the Spirit does and be malleable and be willing to go along where the Spirit leads you. And, it's just like one of my most favorite things about being a pastor is seeing the 85-year-old in Bible study who's like, explain more to me. You know, I never really thought of it that way. Or that's really neat. Or like, I learned something new. And it's just, you know, you don't often get that from someone that age about anything, you know. And for them to be still growing in their faith at that point, showing me like it's an ongoing process forever.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And I'd say, too, just seeing how kids can look at things differently than we do as adults.
Yeah.
And they can give us a new view on whatever it is you're looking at. I mean, for me, the one example that comes to mind is camp.
Yeah.
And we were doing, I think, tennis with my group. And one thing that summer at camp was you always kind of debrief whatever activity you're doing, no matter what, and try to relate it back to God and to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so I asked the kids, you know, how does this relate? And one girl was like, well, you know, the tennis net is like sin and we're on one side and God is on the other and we're the tennis ball and Jesus is the paddle and he hits us over to God, over the net of sin.
It's pretty good.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Love that visualization of how Jesus gets us over sin.
Whacks us over sin. It's good.
Yeah.
We discovered this about you before you even got here. You're a bit of a donut aficionado.
A little bit.
A little bit. So what is the best donut and why?
So I would have to say probably maple bacon donuts because they have bacon on them.
Yeah, bacon makes everything better.
It does. It does. And also lemon blueberry donuts are really good.
Lemon blueberry. I don't think I've had lemon blueberry.
It's good. You've got usually like a blueberry or it could be a lemon cake donut, and then the glaze is the opposite.
That sounds really good.
Which is delicious.
Now, I'm pretty sure I've had a bacon donut, maybe a maple bacon donut. That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. But I'm picturing when I had it, it had just bacon laid across the top. Is that
pretty much?
Is that pretty much
what it is? Yeah, so it's like a maple glaze of some sort with either bacon laid on top or you got bacon crumbles all around the side.
Using bacon as a condiment.
Of course.
Yeah, which is
the best use.
Completely legitimate.
It is. Yes. It is.
It's not quite pulled pork, but it's
pretty good
for a condiment.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so follow-up question to the donut question is, what is the most unusual donut you've ever eaten?
That's complicated, because I haven't had many unusual donuts. I've had many fancy donuts, unless you would count a donut burger as unusual.
Like the Luther burger?
Where
it's like a Krispy Kreme cut in half with a piece of ground beef in between and some cheddar cheese.
And some bacon.
You know where that came from?
No.
Luther Vandross.
Really?
Yeah. So that's what's called the Luther burger. He used to wake up. This is why he had a heart attack and died. He used to wake up in the middle of the night and have his chef make him this as like his favorite snack. Like
in the middle
of the night, he'd wake up and have a Luther burger.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's surprisingly delicious.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I had it for the first time out in North Dakota and loved it.
It really is, though, a heart attack.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. But it's like a once-a-year thing that you have, and that's it.
Yeah, then just eat like lettuce for a couple days afterward to clean it all out. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You were mentioning things like potato donuts, though, and I had never heard of that before.
So potato donuts is a donut that uses potatoes in the making. So it's not like a flavor of donuts. So like the maple bacon and the lemon blueberry donuts that I've had most recently were actually the base was like potato.
Yeah.
They added potato in with the flour and it was just another additive into the potatoes.
Did it add any flavor or just change the texture?
I would say for the cake donuts, it made it more dense. And for the yeast donuts, I honestly could not tell you the difference between a normal non-potato donut and a potato donut with yeast.
So where have you gone for donuts so far in the area?
I've gone to the Gonuts, which are the matcha donuts, which are pretty good. This morning, I went to Maple Donuts, which was good. Lynn brought in Francis Donuts, I believe. And I've been to Bassie's, I think, on Bassie's on Fremont, right by the Safeway.
Okay.
And I have not made it to the Bon Appetit.
Yes.
But they are currently closed until Thursday.
Yes, they open up on Thursdays.
Yes.
Yeah. And so does Douwei Mi.
Okay.
Which we have not gotten to yet either, but we have been told on good account that they have fantastic malasadas, I believe they're called malasadas. And so also one of those places open from like Thursday through Sunday from 10 to 3. So if you work Sundays.
It's a little off, but that's okay. Saturdays.
You go on Saturdays. Yeah. Yeah. And so are you willing to take donut suggestions from people if they hear this and they've got the spot you able to try? Yeah. So folks, if you hear this and you have your favorite donut place, definitely take Stephanie out to get a donut with you. She'd love that.
Enjoy it thoroughly.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back at some point.
Sounds good.
Thanks.